はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Stop by our website JapanesePod101.com for all the latest and greatest features, line-by-line audio, iPod on the go, plus much more. Stop by and see what's going on at JapanesePod101.com.
おはよう、那覇。さくらです。
なつこです。
Peter here, and we're back with another episode. As always, we're brought to you by Eric Lane and the Translation and Interpretation Specialist. Okay, we have another great show for you today. Here in the studio with me is...
さくらです。
なつこです。
Yes.
Yes.
Yay.
Yes. That is the spirit we like to see here. Okay, let's start off with Natsuko. 元気ですか?
元気です。さくらは元気ですか?
ものすごく元気です。ピーターは?
相変わらず元気ですよ。Okay, in today's conversation, we have a lot of new material. So please, when you get the chance, check out www.japanesepod101.com. We have a lot of supplemental material to help you bring it all together. Come by, we have the PDF, hiragana, kanji, and romaji. Okay? Without further ado, let's jump into today's conversation.
いらっしゃいませ。
いらっしゃいませ。どうぞお試しください。こちら本日のおすすめです。
安いですよ。
いかがですか?
よろしかったらいかがですか?
さくら、ここはどこですか?
デパ地下です。
焼き鳥いかがですか?
すみません。これはいくらですか?
それは1本100円です。
これはいくらですか?
それは1本200円です。
じゃあ、それはいくらですか?
これは1本300円です。一番おいしいですよ。
じゃあ、1本ずつお願いします。
はい、600円でございます。
ありがとう。
ありがとうございます。
Wow, what a great dialogue. Okay, what we're gonna do now...is we're going to go through it one more time. Don't worry about getting everything. We're going to break it down, get the general idea, feel out the conversation. It's all going to come together, okay? So what we're going to do is give it to you one more time. もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。さくら、ここはどこですか?
デパ地下です。
焼き鳥いかがですか?
すみません。これはいくらですか?
それは1本100円です。
これはいくらですか?
それは1本200円です。
それはいくらですか?
これは1本300円です。一番おいしいですよ。
じゃあ、1本ずつお願いします。
はい、600円でございます。
ありがとう。
ありがとうございます。
Wonderful. Oh, beautiful conversation. Okay, now, what we're going to do is same routine as always. I'll do the translation, and Sakura and Natsuko will do the reading. Okay, here we go.
Sakura, ここはどこですか?
Sakura, where is here? In this context, it means, what is this place?But the literal translation is, where is here?
デパ地下です。
Basement of the department store. This is usually a food court.
焼き鳥いかがですか?
Skewered chicken. Small shish kebabs served on thin, long wooden sticks.
すみません。これはいくらですか?
Excuse me, how much is this?
それは1本100円です。
That is 100 yen for one.
これはいくらですか?
How much is this?
それは1本200円です。
That is 200 yen for one.
じゃあ、それはいくらですか?
How much is that?
これは1本300円です。
This is 300 yen for one.
一番おいしいですよ。
It's the most delicious.
じゃあ、一本ずつお願いします。
One of each, please.
はい、 600円でございます。
Okay, 600 yen.
ありがとう。
Thank you.
ありがとうございます。
Thank you very much. Okay, excellent job.
Excellent job for Peter too.
Thank you, Natsuko. Okay, so now what we're going to do is we're going to review some vocabulary. Now we had some old things in there and we had some new things. So let's start off with the first word, which is...
デパ地下.
And what does this mean, Sakura?
デパ is department store.
Okay.
And 地下 means basement.
So put them together.
Basement floor of a department store.
Yes. And again, what is usually in the basement of the department store?
They sell different kinds of food like sweets, deli, and, you know, various food products.
Yeah. Ready-to-eat food along with... They might have a supermarket, so you could buy the food and then bring it home and prepare it. But a lot of ready-to-eat food.
Yes.
Yes.
And it's really, really good food, right?
Yes. Yes. It's a little bit expensive, but, but they're really good. So it's very popular.
Yes.
It's really fun to look at.
Great point. The atmosphere there is really, really unique.
Yes. Mm.
So if you get the chance when you come to Japan, definitely go to?
デパ地下.
Yes. Okay. Can you break it down for us?
デパ地下.
And one time fast.
デパ地下.
Great. Okay. Next we had?
焼き鳥.
Yes. Okay. And we kind of gave a definition of this. Now, can you tell us one more time, what is this, Natsuko?
Skewered chicken.
Yes. And to give you an idea, you know, it's kind of like a shish kebab.
Yes, yes.
But
it looks
again,
like, but it's more smaller.
Yeah, much smaller.
And the stick is the wooden stick.
Yeah. I'd say... A normal shish kebab, if you take a shish kebab and you think of it in your mind, cut that by about a third.
Oh, yes.
And that's what you have.
Yes, right. Yeah.
Chicken's very small, and but they're, again, excellent, right?
Yes. Yeah, I highly recommend it to everyone.
What's your favorite?
Negima.
Me too.
Me too.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, can you give us this one more time, please?
Negima.
Okay, and what's this?
Oh, it's a really popular type of yakitori, and it has leek between the chickens.
Yeah. So chicken, leek, chicken, leek,
yes,
chicken.
Yes, yes.
And for those of you out there, a leek is kind of in the onion family, like a long scallion.
Yeah.
It's one of Japan's finest products.
Yes.
Okay, again, and this is excellent. Can you break down negima for us?
Negima.
And one time fast?
Negima.
Excellent. Now let's jump back to the original, which was?
Yakitori.
Okay, break it down, please.
Yakitori.
One time fast.
Yakitori.
Okay, now let's just throw this in there because I think it's very useful. And the reason we want to give you this is because it took me years to understand what they were actually saying. And this is really going to be beneficial to you. When you order yakitori, there's a question they ask you.
Ah, yes.
Yes.
And, you know, for the longest time, I had no idea what they were talking about.
Really?
What is the question they ask you?
Tare.
Or?
Shio.
Okay. Now, there's one point we'd like to give you when ordering yakitori. There's two choices of how they prepare it.
Yes.
And the first choice is?
Tare.
Yes. One more time?
Tare.
Break it down.
Tare.
One time fast?
Tare.
And what's this?
It's soy sauce based sweet sauce, and they brush it on to the yakitori. Yeah.
So it gives it a sweet soy sauce flavor.
Yes.
Very nice.
Just like teriyaki.
Ah, yes, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's similar to teriyaki sauce.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Now, that's one choice you have.
Yes.
And the next choice we have is?
Shio.
Okay. One more time, please.
Shio.
Break it down.
Shio.
And one time fast.
Shio.
And what's this?
It's salt.
Salt, yes. And again, when you order, you have the choice of...
Tare.
Or...
Shio.
Okay. If you order the yakitori and the person's speaking and kind of tilting his head, he's pretty much... It's a good chance he's asking...
Tare.
Or...
Shio.
So pick one and go with it. I personally like the shio myself.
Me too.
Me too.
Yeah.
And people who drink,
yes,
they like shio,
yes,
actually.
Yes, because... Tare is more kind of sweet.
Yeah.
But try one of each.
Yes.
And then let us know what you think.
Yeah.
Yes.
And one thing I want to point out is that yakitori place is a very popular place to go for drinking, isn't it?
Ah, yes, it is.
Yeah. So, if you're going drinking, because you know, I like to.
Sakura, you really like.
I know. Actually, Natsuko. Drink alcohol.
I know you're going to say that. Yeah,
ask anything about alcohol,
no
and
way.
She knows it.
No way.
Oh.
But this yakitori, yes, it goes perfectly with beer.
Yes.
Oh boy, we better stop because this is going to get into a okay, whole nother class.
Sorry.
Okay, let's get back to the subject,
yes,
wherever that was. Okay, next we had...
Ikura.
One more time?
Ikura.
Yes, and what's this?
How much?
Yes. Now, can you break this down for us?
Ikura.
And one time fast?
Ikura.
Yes, excellent. Now, in the text we had...
これはいくらですか?
Which was?
How much is this?
Yes, we also had...
それはいくらですか?
Yes, which was...
How much is that?
Yes. This phrase you will use all the time when asking about prices.
Mm. Yes.
Very, very useful phrase and excellent to practice your Japanese. Because usually when you ask something, the person selling it will say, oh, you can speak Japanese, and it's a nice way to start a conversation.
Right.
Okay, next we're going to get into the numbers. Now, last week we gave you 11 through 100. Now, in the dialogue, we're getting into even bigger numbers. So we're going to take a second out here to count 100 to 1,000. Now we're getting to some big numbers. You're almost ready to spend some money at the department store. Okay, so what we're going to do now is we're going to start out with 100 and we're going to go to 1,000, okay? Listen, we're going to go through it once and then we're going to break down the finer points, okay? Now, Natsuko, can you give us the word for 100?
100.
Yes. Okay, remember, logical, 200.
200.
300.
300.
400.
400.
500.
500.
600.
600.
700.
700.
800.
800.
900.
900.
1,000.
1,000.
Okay, now let's have Natsuko read it one more time. Please listen, because there's a couple points that we're going to cover in a minute. See if you can pick them up, okay? Here we go.
100. 200. 300, 400, 500, 600, 700, 800, 900, 1000.
Excellent. Okay, Sakura, which ones were different?
300.
Yes, which was?
300.
Okay, one more time.
300.
Break it down.
300.
One time fast.
300.
Yes, so the... 100 becomes?
100.
Yes. B, 100. Okay. Next different one was?
600.
Which was?
600.
One more time?
600.
Break it down?
600.
One time fast?
600.
And this time the 100 becomes?
100.
B, 100.
Yes.
Okay. Last one?
800.
And this is?
800.
Yes. This one again? Yes. Okay, break it down.
800.
And one time fast.
800.
Okay, that's it. You guys can now count to 1,000.
Yes.
Yes.
We highly recommend you trying this on your own. And again, the numbers, very logical, will stay the same. Just the three variations, the three irregulars in there. So you just please watch out for those. Okay? So now that we have that, we had some other words in there. Next we had?
一番 おいしい.
Okay. Now, I remember we had the word for delicious, which was?
Oishi.
Now, what's the word in front of it?
Ichiban.
Okay, and what does this mean?
The first.
Yes. And also?
The most.
Yes, the best. So, give it to us one more time, please.
Ichiban.
Break it down.
Ichiban.
And one time fast.
Ichiban.
Okay, and when you put this in front of an adjective, it makes it the most.
Yes.
The best.
Well, maybe worst.
Good point.
Yeah.
Can you give us an example?
一番悪い.
Yes, which is?
Worst.
Yes. So this, again, is a great phrase. All the time, we use it all the time, asking about what you like the most or something like this.
Yes, yes.
Okay? Remember, when you use this, that's it. That's the top slot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, very nice. Next we had?
Zutsu.
Okay, and one more time?
Zutsu.
So what is zutsu?
Of each.
Excellent. One more time.
Zutsu.
Means?
of each.
Break it down.
ずつ.
And one time fast.
ずつ.
Yes, when you're ordering, you can add this.
ずつ.
And it becomes one of each. Or you can say two of each. It's very, very yes. useful. Mm-hmm. Especially, I use it all the time when I go to the sushi restaurant. It's a very, very, very useful phrase. Now, last we had...
一本.
Yes. Now, again, we told you that the Japanese counting system, well, countables in Japan can be a little confusing. But again, we're going to turn this into...
朝飯前.
Yes, piece of cake. Now, today we were talking about...
焼き鳥.
Yes, and yakitori are?
Skewered chicken.
Yes. And what kind of shape do they have?
It's a stick.
Yeah. So stick is?
Long.
Long, yes. And when you're counting long things, we use?
Hon.
Yes, excellent. Now, again, sometimes there's variations in there. Why don't we count to 1 to 10 using hon? This would be for counting long things. Please pay attention. We're going to give you 1 through 10.
1本, 2本, 3本. 4本, 5本, 6本, 7本, 8本, 9本, 10本.
Excellent. Now, I noticed that there were some similarities to counting 100 to 1,000.
Yes.
3, 6, and 8 changed.
Yes.
Can you give it to us one more time?
3本, 6本, 8本.
Also changing in there was...
1本.
Yes. 1 and...
10.
So it's 50-50. All right, you have a 50-50 chance of getting it right. It's either going to be hon or a b or p sound in there.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, one more time. ゆっくりお願いします.
1本.
And that's the p.
Yes.
Okay, one more time.
1本.
Next.
2本.
And this is the
h.
Yes.
3本. B.
Yeah, b. Next.
4本, ho.
5本, ho.
Two in a row. Next.
6本, po.
7本, ho.
8本, po.
9本, ho.
10本, po.
Fabulous. Great job. Okay, we ran way over today, but today we gave you so much. This was a really, really useful lesson, right?
Yes.
You can use it as is.
Yeah.
In depachika.
Yep.
Yes.
You're now officially, get out there, go shopping, send us some emails, tell us what you buy. Because this, again, is a great, great base for you to go out and shop in the basement of a department store. Okay, that's going to wrap it up for today.
また明日ね。また明日。
See you tomorrow. Be sure to stop by JapanesePod101.com and check out the Premium Learning Center. Inside, we have material to bring everything you learn in the lesson together. Flashcards, quizzes, really consolidate what you learn in today's lesson. Stop by, say hi, and be sure to leave us a post.